Kids talking about books that we've read. I'm Max, and today I'll be talking about Cornered by Oliver Pomervan. It's about a boy named Connor, and everyone calls him Cornered at school. He wants to be a comic book writer, but the only thing in the way is his horrible mom. The mom's horrible because, well, she wants Connor to be a doctor, but secretly, Connor does something else when his mum's not looking. My favorite character is Stefan. Stefan is a roughie and encourages Connor to be more confident when his mum tells him not to do what he loves doing most. What I liked about the story is that Connor has a crush on Tori. Tori is the girl who is also like Connor and is also an artist. But even though Connor has a crush on Tori, this is not a romance book. I loved everything about this book. I recommend this book to kids from ages 8 to 12 because it isn't so much like, if you're like below 8 years old, you wouldn't really get the theme of this story. If you're over 12, you might think it's a little boring or a little young. I would recommend this book to readers who love books with crushes, but not so much romance. So, Miss Thieves and Dottie, let's talk about my book, Cornered.
Why did Cornered have a crush on Tori?
Well, let's say it's because Tori is what Cornered thinks is just the right type for him.
What type?
Shy, kind, thoughtful person.
Well, how did Tori and Cornered meet?
Well, Dottie, they met at primary school in year 6, and they had a lot in common.
Why was Cornered your favorite character?
Because he's the main character. And he's intelligent, smart, shy, and he's got lots of friends.
Why did Cornered want to be a comic book writer?
I'm not really sure. He had a gift for drawing.
Why did his mom say that he has to be a doctor?
Because she wanted him to be a man who helps other people.
Do you think Cornered is like you, a little bit like you, or not like you?
I'd say a little bit like me. Okay. Because I'm smart, and my mum is a lot like Cornered's mum. Very caring and makes the choices, but not horrible. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for listening to the Backseat Bookworms podcast. We'll be back next week to talk about a new book.
Bye!